From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The clock is ticking towards a provincial election, yet the co-chairman of the Northern Ontario Transportation Task Force is still confident the group can get recommendations to the Transportation Ministry. Danny Whelan says he thinks the task force has the province's ear, despite it being created too late.
The task force should have been, in my own opinion, created back in December 2020 when the draft was released. But of course, the politics doesn't work that way. Sometimes the wheels turn slowly. So
Whelan, who's the president of the Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities, says that during the next meeting, the group is expected to vote to support Meshkegwak James Bay MPP Guy Bourgoin's private members bill to reclassify Highways 11 and 17. He adds that reclassification is only one step. Highway maintenance needs to get better. In honor of the large Ukrainian community in Timmins and internationally, the Timmins Wall at the museum is exhibiting artifacts from its own collection, as well as from the former Ukrainian museum. Director-curator Karen Bachman says it features birch bark weaving, textiles, and embroidery.
We have a lot of woodwork that was donated to us by a collector in the community, and it's really quite spectacular because it features everything from Easter eggs to icon holders to little whimsical mushrooms and all kinds of good things.
You can see the artifacts and learn about the Ukrainian community during museum hours. Admission is always free. Ontario's education minister is doubling down on Premier Doug Ford's commitment to get a better childcare deal from the federal government. Stephen Lecce says the province understands how critical it is to reach an agreement for $10 a day childcare.
The longstanding position of the province is that we need flexibility and more investment to get to $10. We want to get to $10. We need to get to $10 so that we retain the same affordable options in this province that those east and west will have as well.
Lecce says the province is working to get the deal through quickly. Ontario's the only province that hasn't signed an agreement with the feds. Finally this afternoon, daylight saving time arrives at 2 o'clock Sunday morning, reviving the debate of whether it's necessary at all. Some people believe the concept was instituted a century ago to give farmers more daylight in the evening. Porcupine District Agricultural Society President Rock Wissell says technology made that redundant.
There's no more candles, there's no more energy savings, so I personally don't see it being necessary anymore.
Wissell notes that robots milk cows 24 hours a day, and LED lights and GPS make it safe to operate a tractor in a field anytime, day or night. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.